Just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Good Sunday morning, Bob Sekolar and the Louisville Real Estate Show here with you till the top of the hour. Hope you're having a good Sunday morning. Let's get right to it. Joining us for this show, Chuck Crosby. He's the owner of the Crosby Law Offices. You can choose the closing attorney that you want, and Chuck does a great job. And you can reach him in addition to closings. He does wills, powers of attorney, foreclosure defenses, a variety of things. You can reach Chuck 499-6360. Also here, Brad Lawler. He is the owner of Home Team Inspection Service. They come in as a team. And you can also reach Brad now for Team Bug Out, which gets rid of your pesky pets, 844-411-TEAM. My son Greg will join us shortly, who does our marketing photography. And you can reach me, Bob Sekolar, anytime. If you're thinking of selling your home now or in the future or even buying a home, I can help you come out for a free, no-obligation estimate to talk to you about what the process is, come up with a value. In fact, we do it on the computer so you can see exactly how it's done. And what the prices are. You can reach me anytime on my cell phone, 376-5483. That's 502-376-5483, or go to bobsellslouisville.com. A reminder that this show is also going to be available on YouTube. To see it, all you have to do is go to louisvilleanswers.com, louisvilleanswers.com. All right, variety of questions that have come in. Let's start with Chuck Crosby. In this email, Kelly asks, she says, I'm selling a house for sale by owner. Abigail reached out to me and wants to buy the house but refuses to schedule a home inspection, which, Brad, that's interesting, until she has a signed contract in her hands. What should I do? Well, I could help her, but you, go ahead, Chuck. It's pretty simple.
I was going to say, get a signed contract. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Give me a call. Once you've got a hug and a handshake, we can take it from there.
Yeah, most buyers won't do a home inspection.
Yeah.
Until after you've got a contract that's been agreed to, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Why would you spend the money in, you know, doing inspections if, you know, you don't have them on the hook?
Yeah. The process is list it, get a buyer, negotiate it, then get an inspection, then get, it's going to be appraised typically in most cases, and then you're going to go to closing. And I make it sound simple, but there's a little more to it. Anyway, that's the process. So I wish you the very best, Kelly, that get that contract in hand, give a call over to Chuck, and I'll give you that number out in a little bit. Okay, over to Home Team Inspection. Brad Lawler. Danny asks, or says, I'm buying a house. Good. The inspector recommended some repairs, but the selling agent is telling me that the repairs are not necessary. What should I do? Okay, that's a double-edged. Wow. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's a home inspector question as much as attorney. Maybe the question for the attorney or the agent there. So yeah, because the home inspector can only make recommendations. We can't make any demands. So we're there's nothing that we have that's contractually obligating anybody. We're just giving you a report on what we find at the moment that we do the inspection.
Yeah, why, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
Go ahead. I was going to say the contract's written so that they have the ability to say, no, we're not going to fix this. So whether they say we disagree that that's a problem or no, we're not going to fix it, it's kind of put you in the same boat. You just pull the plug on it then.
I don't know why the seller's agent would be advising you that you shouldn't. Yeah. Why you shouldn't, that the repairs are not necessary. Listen, seller's agent's an important part of the transaction, but you don't put yourself as a seller's agent in the line of fire because, in essence, let's say you don't do a repairs, and hopefully you've got in writing from that seller's agent saying that the repairs are not necessary. Chuck, the ultimate problem will be what down the road if there are problems with the house?
Well, and you've acted as if you've come in and said, no, there aren't any problems with this. You know, seller's agent acts like a seller and says, hey, no, he's wrong. There's no problems. You just became a home inspector and are then going to be held liable to that same standard.
Mm. And be liable or responsible for any money that.
Exactly.
So,
which is the net result for being held liable for that standard. The idea is, okay, realtors. Well, I'm just a realtor. You can't expect me to tell you the quality of construction. That's not how the law looks at it. If you're a doctor, a general practitioner, and you act in the capacity of a brain surgeon, you will be held to the standard of a brain surgeon. Same thing with the realtor. Why would they do that?
Yeah. Greg is just joining us, my son who does our marketing photography. This question came in where the seller's agent is telling the buyer not to, that the inspection repair requests, the repair requests are not necessary. So we're just elaborating on what that means. The seller agent should never be in the middle of that.
Never. Yeah, I don't think the seller agent is an inspector, so how could they?
Right. That's, we've gone there. Yeah. All right. We move back on. And a reminder that if you are, one of the things that we pride ourselves on as a Sekolah team are the reviews. And you can see what our reviews look like. Go to LouisvilleZillow.com or LouisvilleGoogle.com. That's a redirect to our reviews. Back over to, well, let's stick with our inspector question for Brad. Jimmy asks, he says, I'm under a contract on a house. Electric inspection found it's mostly entirely knob and tube. Boy, we've talked about that in the past. How concerned should I be? We are comfortable walking away from the transaction if this is a major safety concern. Brad, knob and
tube. Yeah, so knob and tube hasn't been installed in a house for probably over 100 years now. So anytime we find knob and tube, we're looking for those systems to have been de-energized, meaning completely disconnected, not just pull a fuse out. So in the case of knob and tube, a couple things. One, the inspector is going to suggest that an electrician come out and evaluate the system because you're probably looking at, you know, a significant upgrade. But two, you want to make sure you're talking to your insurance carrier, because not all insurance carriers, is my understanding, that they don't all automatically cover knob and tube. So, you know, just make sure you've got a good insurance agent that you're also running that question by. But yeah, there's still knob and tube out there. A lot of it has been de-energized correctly. We'll still see evidence of it, and that is okay. It has to be in a condition where it can never be made to have electricity flow through those lines again.
Yeah, it doesn't need to necessarily be removed, just to be deactivated and confirmed. Okay, very good. A reminder coming up in just a little bit, 12 ways to clean your home while you sleep. This will be interesting. While you're sleeping, yeah. Let's go back over to Chuck Crosby, the Crosby Law Office. Pam sent in the following question via email to our bob@wesellouisville.com email address. If a home buyer submits an offer with an inspection contingency and then later gets cold feet or finds another property they like better, can they just declare the home does not pass inspection and reclaim their earnest money, no questions asked? Now, we're talking about Louisville because Southern Indiana may be a little bit different, and we're not.
There's that pesky little legal concept of clean hands. You have to actually be acting in good faith. You can't just say, oh, hey, I found this other place, I'm going to, you know, fake this little side door and jump. You're going to need something better than just, I declare it unfit.
Well, though, the contract in Louisville, Brad's shaking his head.
Yes.
Well, they'll tell you, I'll tell you, you just have to have some sort of inspection, even if it's just a termite or
Not anymore. No, they changed that 2 years ago. It now has to be a licensed home inspector who does that limited scope inspection. They used to get by with just the termite, but now... we actually, you know, we do a few of these, not a huge number, but we'll do probably a dozen a year for people that want that limited scope because they're just trying to get out of the contract and need to check that box.
Yeah. The issue, though, was presented, hey, I want out of the contract, I'm going to use this as some ploy.
Yeah.
That's bad faith. You can't.
It is.
No, bad faith doesn't work. You can come back and say, oh, hey, you're acting in bad faith. Now, do the inspection and say, yeah, you know, there was a scratch on that wall, I don't like it. Well, I think you can probably get out of that. But if you just automatically declare the contract null and void without getting your inspections done,
I will say, and I have seen this come a couple times recently and with first time home buyers, and I believe there's a deeper thing here with them thinking more homes are coming on the market and rates are getting lower. And so they might be jumping into homes that they thought they needed to buy, and they get through and then they're backing out post inspection and they're just backing out. They don't need a reason. Their game is test me. I have less skin in the game because a lot of these properties we're talking about are smaller earnest money deposits. And they say, you know, if you got to keep my deposit, keep my deposit. But we're seeing a lot of them where the sellers are getting kind of hung up to dry, so to speak. And then it comes down to, are the sellers going to sue for real damages, right? Are they going to take a loss in this price as the thing goes on? And the more you really start to work it in your head as a seller, you're saying, is it worth it to go after them, even though there's this? So it's, So it starts becoming one of those things where, yeah, there's clauses. Right. Yeah, if you really want to back out and you need to speak to a real estate attorney specifically, I'm giving a blanket of what we have seen. But you may not.
See, that's the difference between the law school answer and reality.
Right.
Yeah, you can do A, B, and C, but are you going to be able to afford it? Is it going to be cost effective? I mean, there's just so many things that a person could do. You know, I get that call every day. Don't I have the right to sue them? Oh, of course you do. But are you going to spend $3,000 chasing $500?
Right.
You know, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You know. All right, we're moving on. This one over to Brad Lawler, Home Team Inspections. Betty is writing in. She had her air ducts cleaned in her condo recently. Everything seemed to be good. This question seems to be reoccurring. Now there's a whining noise coming from the HVAC. And we may have already answered this on one of the last shows, but I think it might be important because we're getting into that time of year where air ducts are going to be cleaned. What are your thoughts on the noise?
Yeah. Well, it is. So, yeah, it was very similar question that was asked. Yes. Yeah, so sometimes, depending on the company that you're using to do the air duct cleaning, they don't all use a vacuum type system. So sometimes they push things to different ports that they can open up and pull all the dust and debris out of. What happens is sometimes that does get caught up in the fan motors. I think sometimes the whining that you're hearing is probably a bearing that's going out. Could it have been impacted by a cleaning? Maybe. The best thing they can do is contact their company that does their HVA services. Hopefully you've got a relationship with somebody, but have them come out and look, because if you've got a good HVAC company, one, they can probably do the cleaning for you correctly. Two, they can diagnose the problem and hopefully not try to sell you a whole system if it's a $200 repair. You know, this is where you just need that trusted HVAC company. And I'm sure everybody on this show, you know, has those folks that, you know, would be happy to refer them to as well. Cause there are plenty out there that, that you can call that really just want to come out and sell you a whole new system.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, 12 ways to clean your home while you sleep. It was all started with a request from actual question from one of our listeners. Continuing with us, Chuck Crosby. He's the owner of the Crosby Law Offices, where you can have your home closed if you're doing closing or refi. Wills, he also does powers of attorney, commissioner, sales, a variety of things. You can reach Chuck at 499-6360. Also, Brad Lawler, owner of Home Team Inspection Service, not only here in Louisville, but he's also in Lexington and in Frankfort. You can reach Brad and also Team Bug Out for termite and pest corrections, 844-411-TEAM. Also, my son Greg does a marketing photography and a whole lot more. And you can reach me if you're thinking about selling your home now or in the future. You can reach me on my cell phone. I'll come out for a free, no obligation, an idea plan of what you can do. And we can put it on the market and sell it if you want. 376-5483 or go to bobsellslouisville.com. We're back in a moment on News Radio 840 WHAS.
I'm Chuck Crosby, a real estate attorney here in Louisville with Crosby Law Offices. I've been practicing real estate law, fixing problems, and helping people for over 22 years. So if you're a buyer looking for advice, information, or professional closing services, call me. If you're a property owner, real estate professional, you have a problem, you just can't fix it, call me. If you're a landlord and you're having problems with your tenants, call me. Again, I'm Chuck Crosby with Crosby Law Offices. You can reach me at 499-6360. 499-6360.
This has been a paid advertisement.
Hi, I'm Brad Lawler with Home Team Inspection Service, the area's largest home inspection company. Our teams of dedicated professionals, including many veterans, inspect thousands of homes in Louisville and Southern Indiana each year. And team makes all the difference. Extra sets of eyes and overlapping duties means a more thorough inspection and better value for you. Multiple teams mean we're able to inspect your home when you need it. Radon testing, home inspection, termite reports, one call does it all. Get the team, get Home Team.
Looking to sell your home and maximize your profit? I can help you. Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Sekolar, owner of the Sekolar Team, Remax Properties East. We can buy your home, but the way to get top dollar is to let me sell it on the open market. With me, you're selling it on your terms, ensuring you're in control every step of the way. Call me, 376-5483. That's 376-5483, or go to bobsellslouisville.com.
In today's real estate market, you want someone you can trust in the driver's seat. Louisville. That's Bob and Greg Sokolin.
Bob and son Greg have helped thousands of families just like yours turn challenges into solutions. They can give you a guaranteed sale of a custom marketing system to get your home sold on your timeline and for the most money, and they have an instant cash offer program.
You deserve the best there is. Bob and Greg, go to WeSellLouisville.com.
You'll be glad you did.
News Radio 840 WHAS, Bob Sekulder, the Louisville Real Estate Show, here with you till the top of the hour. Thank you for staying with us, folks. Continuing with us, Brad Lawler, owner of Home Team Inspection Service. They come in as a team. You can reach them at 844-411-TEAM. Also, Chuck Crosby, he is the owner of the Crosby Law Offices, where you can pick the closing attorney you want. I highly recommend Chuck Crosby, who does real estate closings, also very important, wills, powers of attorney, and a variety of other things. His direct number is 499-6360. My son Greg is here, does our marketing and photography for the Sekulder team. And also, if you're thinking of selling now or in the future, you can call me for a free, no obligation idea plan of what we can do and how you can get your home on the market and sold on your time schedule. And for your dollar figure, you can reach me at 376-5483, or you can go to bobsellslouisville.com. And we thank Barbara Corcoran for her endorsement. You know Barbara from Shark Tank, hopefully you do. Great lady, and we love having her as a mentor. We got this email from Tyler. He says that he bought his first home last year, but the garbage disposal smells funky. Brad, you'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. He's wondering what he can do. So you actually mentioned glass, but the research that we've done is also that you can do ice cubes. You add the ice, you turn on the garbage disposal, add hot water, goodbye stench. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Throw a lemon in there, too, if you want.
There you go. A little lemony fresh. Better.
Yeah, that's what I always do.
Yeah. Put a lemon in. All right, well, let's see if you do this.
I just toss a little lemon.
So that brought up questions of things you can do that's simple around the house that could also actually work while you're sleeping. So that's where this comes about. So you can use the self-cleaning function on your washing machine. Do all washing machines have what's called self-cleaning function? I don't know that, but I guess some of them do.
Some people do their own laundry, and they don't know if they have never looked at the machine before. But you know,
yeah. Well, I do. And
hey.
Newer models have self-clean functions. Clean your shower head of gunk and grime. If any of you know this, you jump in. But they can get gross with buildup of bacteria, calcium deposits. So you fill a plastic Ziploc bag with vinegar, place it over the shower head, secure it with a zip tie or a piece of string, and then you wake up in the morning, and the stuff is gone.
My only caution to you there is just make sure you don't have a finish on that shower head. It's great for plastic ones, but vinegar does not do good things to a lot of the finishes. So be careful with that one.
CLR, is that because I'm in?
Yeah, CLR is a good product. Again, it takes a long, long time, and you have to do some brushing to get those mineral deposits off. But again, any of those materials can damage metal, so be careful.
Good caveat on that. Soak the burner plates on the stove overnight. You can soak them in full of hot water overnight. Add a couple of dryer sheets to the hot water for best results. Freshen the garbage disposal. We talked about the ice cubes. You could also use baking soda, one cup of vinegar. Boy, vinegar getting a lot of play today. Mm-hmm. Also, your garbage can, one of the dirtiest, stinkiest spots in the home. You can squelch that smell with baking soda. A few hours of passive cleaning. You just remove the bags, sprinkle a couple of tablespoons of baking soda at the bottom of it, and you wake up to a fresher, cleaning, smelling home. Clean the coffee pot. We fill the reservoir to the maximum with vinegar and half water, so half and half, and flip the switch to brew, then hit the hay, and it will work on your pot. Yes,
and it will wake you up because it's some kind of smell. Hot vinegar.
You can steam it. It's good. Your microwave, grab a bowl of water, a lemon. There you go. Pop it in the microwave for 3 to 5 minutes. That should loosen the dirt, and then just wipe it down in the morning. Your dishwasher, you can clean the appliance while you're sleeping. Fill the bottom of the dishwasher with one cup of white vinegar. Run it on empty on a heavy cycle to reveal a very fresh, disinfected appliance in the morning. You can disinfect the sink with kill the bacteria with hot water and one tablespoon of bleach. But be careful. So let it sit overnight. And also eliminate dust mites by sticking your child's favorite stuffed animals in the freezer overnight. And bring back baking sheets. Yes, you can get your cookie sheets as new again by sprinkling them with baking soda. Finally, tune up your tools. You can place your metal tools on a tray or a basin and fill them with soda. I guess Coke or Pepsi. And then loosen the grime overnight, and thanks to the acid in the liquid. So those are some of the things that you can do overnight then while you're sleeping to clean your house. Back to the emails that we've got. Sandy's writing in for Chuck Crosby over the Crosby Law Offices. For first-time home buyers and made a mistake of not including the inspection clause in with our realtor, because the realtor pushed her to do it without inspections, which was pretty typical as of a year or two ago because it was such a hot market. So Sandy is saying now we want to do a house inspection of our own, but the seller, I guess, is refusing because they're buying a house. Do we have any rights on this? So what are
your
thoughts?
Not in the contract. I mean, you know, I've run into that situation before where people just wanted to, you know, they didn't do the inspection. They wanted to go in afterwards and see if there was anything they were going to need to be responsible for. And it was kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes the sellers are going, well, are they trying to find a way to back out what's going on here? You know, because everybody starts taking things personally in these transactions. Mm-hmm. Other sellers were like, yeah, as long as, you know, you realize and acknowledge that there's not going to be anything you can do, go ahead, which is seems to be the more common response. It's like, okay, yeah, do an inspection, but not gonna help you out any if you're trying to get out of the contract.
I hear you. All right, let's move it back over to Brad over at Home Team Inspection Service. Tony says he's got a contract in a home. The home inspector found what he thinks are bat droppings on insulation. Tony's wondering what's involved in removing the stuff. Any toxins?
This is Casey's favorite one, but Brad's the best to tell us. He's the one who tells us how to do it.
All right. So here's what you have to be careful of.
Bat
guano, if it is really bat droppings, it is toxic. So you have to handle it essentially as a, you know, just like you would a hazardous material.
Mm-hmm.
If there are bats present in the attic, there are only certain seasons of the year that you can remove the bats. So that's something to know.
Why is that? I don't know what I've
it's,
never heard.
They are protected. So there are only certain seasons that wildlife control folks can remove them. So sometimes you have to live with them there until the season comes, then you can use the devices that allow them to fly out but not fly back in. So bats are a problem. The one thing I will tell you is that as home inspectors, we are not trained necessarily in identifying droppings. So sometimes, you know, one inspector may call it raccoon, another inspector may call it bat. You know, we probably don't know, but the point is that you've got droppings in the attic that do need to be cleaned out there.
Google this, because I've always heard it's toxic, but I've never heard why. And this would scare me if I heard this and I'm reading it for the first time, but it can cause a respiratory disease called histoplasmosis. And when you disturb and clean, which may seem like an easy, harmless, easy job to do, you're actually causing these spores to become airborne, which would scare the crap out of me if I had children like I do with respiratory issues. And
And rodents carry that same disease.
But wait, go ahead, Chuck.
I was going to say, of course, it just reminds me of the last time I was spelunking, going through this one little channel where the back of my head is on the ceiling and my chest is on the floor and it's kind of wet and mushy like. And as I get out, they say, oh, yay, these bats have started to come back, because they are a protected creature. They're actually endangered. And this particular type of bat had come back into this cave. So I've been crawling through a river of
Guano.
Of guano, yeah.
Great, good. Just to qualify this, Brad, so mice and rat droppings also a problem?
They can be, yes. So you'd use the same type of care cleaning up any sort of droppings. But there have been outbreaks of histoplasmosis in different parts of the country. There was a big one back in New Mexico here, 10, 15 years ago, that a lot of people, you know, got sick and died from. They didn't know, but that was all caused by rats. But that's a toxin that they can carry as well. So just be careful in anything you're cleaning up like that.
Is that the same thing that women who are pregnant need to worry about when having cats that are outside cats and might be eating these things?
I don't know about that one, Chuck. I'm not sure.
I think you're onto something there. I think I've heard that as well.
Moving on over to Chuck. Randy asks, when selling a house, is it okay for a buyer to demand that the owners who are still living in the house vacate the house so that the buyers can do an inspection? How many people also should be allowed in the house for the inspection is 14 to 20 people, apparently, including children. Excessive. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, that Brad's shaking his head.
Yeah, it does sound, yeah. But yeah. Let's start with the first part of that. Well,
the first part of it is, can you demand that everybody get out of the house for the inspection? I don't believe it's written in the contract. Therefore, I don't believe you can say, I want the place vacated, you know, completely empty. Mm-hmm. However, if you have people in there that are impeding the inspection, well, then that is the same thing as not allowing an inspection. And therefore, that would be a violation of the contract. You know, if grandma is there in the corner propped up in a chair with a highball and isn't in the way, I don't know that you can demand she be moved. Yeah. But on the other hand, if you've got 20 kids running around preventing Brad from getting into places, yeah, that would be a problem.
I've had both things hinder me in photography, but you got to deal with them. Sometimes you just got to.
Yeah. Brad, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, no, we work around sellers a lot. I mean, oftentimes people say, look, I'm working my home office. You know, is it okay if you go in, inspect the home office area? I'll shut myself in and leave the rest of the house. We do that very, very regularly. Not a problem. Just let the home inspector know what's going on. At least with Home Team, it's not a problem. Bringing a giant family with you, here's what I'll tell you. We don't mind that, you know, there are extra people there. However, don't interact with the home inspector. Just you go off, do the things that you need to do in the house. The problem is that anytime you're interacting with the home inspector, one, there's a likelihood that we're going to miss something because you're talking to us and it's throwing us off our groove. Or two, it's just extending the amount of time. With Home Team, we do all of our inspections in about 2 hours, but we send a team in so that we can accomplish that in 2 hours. So if we've got a 13,000 square foot house, I'm going to have 8 inspectors on it to get it done in 2 hours. If it's a solo inspector that may take, you know, say 4 or 5 or 6 hours or more to do the inspection, all that interaction with all those family members is just going to drag it out. And the seller is waiting to get back into his house. And so sellers aren't happy when they're held out longer than what they anticipated up front. So it sounds like a good idea to bring all the extra people for extra eyes, but it doesn't help the process.
And I would tell you that we normally suggest sellers not be home during inspection just so they don't even appear to try to interfere with the inspector. But as a buyer, I got to tell you, bringing a bunch of kids in, you can't control the kids. And
yeah, it's crazy.
Well, and even if you're going for the end of a summary report, how are you going to focus on the summary if you've got the kids running around? Yeah. And more importantly, obviously, if, you know, if you got the electrical box open, don't want to leave the kids down there.
Well, yeah, that's a little higher. But still, following up and keeping an eye on the kids, and they could break something and then or touch stuff. And we're still living in a COVID environment. Who knows what, you know, you just have to be very careful. So, yeah, I would tell you, don't bring kids to an inspection. I think that would probably be the wrong thing to do. A quick reminder, if you want to see what sellers are saying about us, we actually do some videos of sellers with our closings. You can head to, and I've had multiple videos at Chuck's office that we've done, and he's got this little painting that we try to include in the video.
The rabbit
hanging on the wall. Yeah. You can go to LouisvilleSellersTalk.com. That's LouisvilleSellersTalk.com. Well, this show went very fast, and so they do when we're in a groove. We are thanking right now our friends Chuck Crosby over at the Crosby Law Offices, who does real estate closings, wills, powers of attorney. He's also foreclosure defense commissioner. And as he says, if he doesn't know who does it, he can tell you who to go to who does it. Correct, Chuck? I got that right?
Yeah, if I don't know who does it, I know. Or if I don't do it, I know who does.
Right. You can reach Chuck, 499-6360. Also, Brad Lawler, thank you for being with us, owner of Home Team Inspection Service and Team Bug Out. You can reach Brad and his crew. They come in as a team, and they get this done very efficiently. 844-411-TEAM. My thanks to my son, Greg, who does our marketing and photography. And then if you're thinking about selling your home now, in the future, whatever, we can come out for a free, no-obligation analysis. You call me. I come out. We talk. I show you on my computer what the comps are for your home and explain the process of what is involved in selling your home as well as what's involved once you're under contract. So it's as long as you want, and I take my time, and I want you to understand and help you any way we can. You can reach me on my cell phone, 376-5483, or go to BobSellsLouisville.com. We are out of time. See you next Sunday. on News Radio 840 WHAS.